little bit light and really staticky, but I can make you out.
Held in a hole. So the fact that I'm making it there at all is just...
You must be out walking the dogs. Is this Bill?
Yes, I am out walking the dogs.
We've talked a couple of times in the morning. Annette, so how you doing these days?
Okay, I guess. I got to do a remote broadcast this morning or this afternoon. Those are always easy days except for getting there. So, how about yourself?
Going to work for, this will be my Friday today. I'm taking off to go see the grandkids in Kentucky for the weekend.
Day is starting to rain on me here, so I'm about to be done walking the dogs. Enjoy those grandkids. Once again, thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a good one, Bill, and we'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
For Yankee Charlie.
SWJ.
Scott, been missing you.
Well, I'm done traveling for a little while, and my little EchoLink device hasn't been working at the hotels I've been at.
It hasn't been working. Maybe too much interference.
It has to do with the way the NATs are on the hotel wirelesses. So it works at some of the hotels, but not at some of the others. I know I can get on from my phone, but I don't really think to try it from my phone.
Yeah, I was asking about you yesterday. It's like, man, I ain't heard from him this week.
Traveling for at least now for the month of November, but December starts back up again.
Yeah, we start our traveling in the morning, headed up to Mount Vernon, Kentucky.
Nice. Looking forward to it?
Stepdaughter and the grandkids, and we'll stay there at a KOA cabin. And that they're having a Halloween event, so it's the only way I get to see trick-or-treaters these days. Now with our subdivision, all the kids grew up and nobody comes by anymore.
KOAs and the campgrounds always do real cool stuff with the Halloween. At least that's been my experience when we've camped out, like on the Halloween weekends.
We were up there last year and it surprised us, had to run out and get some candy, but we're prepared this year, so it's really good.
Yeah, a few years back when the kids were younger, we used to go camping on Halloween weekend and whatnot. We used to go to a place up in Gatlinburg. It's changed names a few times, but now it's called, I think, Imagination Mountain or something like that. And it used to be a Jellystone park back in the day, but they used to do some real cool stuff on Halloween. And it was a lot of fun.
We stayed at a Jellystone in western Kentucky over there by the Mammoth Caves. And it was pretty nice. It was kind of the off-season. You know, it was still cold, so the pools and that weren't open, but it looked like it would be a good place.
If the owners were some retired police officers from, like, Los Angeles, and they took that camp and revitalized it, and I mean they put their heart and soul into it, and I mean the place is just awesome. It's a really awesome place, but they ended up giving up the Jellystone franchise and making it Imagination Mountain, and it's a really nice campsite in Gatlinburg there. Or actually, it's in Cosby, just outside of Gatlinburg.
I have to look it up. I know last year for Thanksgiving, we stayed at a KOA on the Outer Banks over in Rodanthe, and man, that was awesome. They had a Thanksgiving spread. You couldn't believe they provided all the turkey and the ham and the desserts and the drinks, and everybody just had to bring a side. And man, there was so much food from all over the country. It was really nice.
Man, like camper folk and ham radio folk, man, you can't beat it. I mean, everybody's so nice and friendly.
Right.
Full of good groups of people.
Enjoy dug it. We'll do it again, not this year, though. My mother-in-law is not, well, she's doing dialysis, so she's not really going to be able. So I think we're going to go to her house for up in North Carolina for Thanksgiving.
That, I understand. That's tough.
Well with it, and that, but, you know, you can't never tell how much longer somebody has.
You know, I mean, it's so finite life is, you know, it can come and go, and you're right, you can never tell how much longer it's going to last.
It's tomorrow, right?
That's exactly right. Breakfast with a bunch of guys from church right now. We get together every couple weeks for call each other out and all that stuff on doing life together, so on and so forth.
Good deal. Where you guys meet at?
It depends. Usually around the Pelham area. I think we're at Eggs Up Grill today.
I know there was a DX ham group used to meet over there, right there at the corner of Super and Wade Hampton at that Mythos. I think they meet about once a month there. We've tried to get together a few times on that, but it's just that everybody's schedule is so messed up, you can't really get everybody together. But we've managed to do it 3 or 4 times.
Here to Eggs Up. Let me let you go. Good day and safe travels, man. 73.
Good to talk to you as always. Enjoy that fellowship, and we'll catch you down the log. KN4 TFW.
Roger that, N2 SWJ.